Welcome along to episode 2, season 2 of the Desert World Podcast. This week, as ever, Greg,
Tommy,
Richard,
and Greg,
and Tommy,
and Steve.
Good.
Fuck off, Steve.
We have Reading, Watching, Playing, as ever. We have a Deadpool special, and Tommy is our quiz master this week, and may I say, it's a delightful quiz. Delightful.
See?
No negative fucking feedback on your quiz. Even though it's actually fucking horseshit.
So, I thought that was fantastic as well, to be honest. And,
the winner is the winner.
The listener is the winner,
Tommy.
I get you.
Yeah, it's deep, eh? Yeah, fucking ding this shit.
Yes, dear listener, no, do not. Just yet. I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
What's an important part for when you're having a bath? You're putting the water in, how do you stop it? What do you stop it with?
You mean after I've added a drop of lavender?
Obviously.
The handle at the top?
No, no.
Plug. What?
A plug. That's it. Talking of plugs, we're going to be at the Dunfermline Comic Con on March 5th. At the Glen Pavilion, which starts at 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. We'll be there with comics.
Nah, I'm done.
Art stuff. And dig this shit out.
I really wish I was prepared for that.
Okay, so we're going to start off this week not with a reading, watching, playing, because that's, you know, that's what you're expecting, dear listener.
It's been done.
It has been done, and it will be done again. However, we're going to start off straight away, get right in there, with Deadpool. Das Movie.
Das. They should have called it that.
Deadpool, Das Movie.
Put them German.
So, I mean, if you're a comic book fan, unless you've been living under a rock for the last 6 months or whatever, you would have seen all of the hype and all of the trailers and all of the fantastic promo material that they've done for Deadpool. And you've probably seen the film by now, so this is going to be spoiler filled. So if you haven't seen it, pause, go listen it, go watch it even, and come back. Okay? Cool, right, okay, carry
good.
On. So now that you've seen it...
That's a fair warning.
Now that you've seen it, as if anybody's going to take that advice.
Now we've all caught.
Now that we have
started the discussion.
Yes, let's. Who would like to start off by saying that they really enjoyed or disliked?
Well, what did
I think we all. I think we all really. I really enjoyed it.
I've seen it twice and I enjoyed it twice. So I thought it was great. I haven't really seen it.
Enjoyed it. No, I like
it. Bim bim
bim bim. Nah, I have. I have. It was a pleasant surprise, I think. I think, anyway.
No, yeah.
What you guys think? I know I've been hyped up and I read a lot of reviews about it and everyone had said it was absolutely amazing. But I still had this little sneaking suspicion that the trailers were going to be the best bits of the film.
Which they quite blatantly were not.
No, they weren't. They were not. And that's what I think I was surprised by, because I was kind of waiting for to go in and kind of... I think most of the bits in the trailer, actually, were within the first like 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after that, it was...
I only saw like the first trailer, like I normally do.
And that's
it. But I'd seen the test footage.
Yes.
And the test footage plays a big part in the first 20 minutes or so, kind of.
Right, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that was the one I did, but I'm sure we talked about this last year on season one, which you can go and listen and download from Podigy or iTunes.
I hope we didn't, because I've just said I haven't seen that, but apparently I talked about it.
I think we've talked about the internet never lies.
No, the internet's gonna catch you big.
I think we talked about it for a little bit, but it was basically the car chase from the start. It wasn't any of the story that went with that. It was like him in the car when, you know, the opening.
Oh yeah.
Opening credit from the opening credits, by the way. That's where it does. It just starts funny.
Aye.
Continues being funny all the way throughout, right up until the end. There's just so many one-liners, and you can. I did kind of think to myself halfway through the film, when is the first unfunny one-liner going to come along? Mm. I thought the vast majority of them were hilarious, and I thought Ryan Reynolds did a fantastic job.
He did.
I did pretty much everyone in that film. Like there wasn't a poor character, and even speaking for Francis, aka Ajax, but also aka Francis because it's funnier, he. Despite being an English villain, despite being fairly standard looking, fairly standard powered, completely overpowered a lot of other generic bad guys like that, in particular the dude from Ant-Man.
Oh, Yellow Jacket.
I thought that they did Francis fantastically well.
It was pretty good for him. I don't want to say Marvel villain, because it's not the same studio because it's Fox.
Aye,
but it was pretty good, man. I wasn't really up or doing a bit on TV.
No, to be honest, I think I've got no opinion on him. He kind of pretty much for me again. Like he was. I don't think I regarded him as highly. He's still just a boring bad guy. But they kind of played on that, and they basically told you from the start it's a generic British bad guy.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of running thing. They kind of pointed it out, made reference to it, and I accepted that he was just going to play the role of a villain. I didn't think he was either.
Maybe that was why I thought it worked so well, because they made it obvious and they were really self-aware about it, so it didn't seem like they were trying to just make him a big bad guy that you were meant to take seriously.
No, I think that's why it worked. Yeah. I think the whole film worked because of that.
Yeah, I think you're actually spot on, because it is very self-aware and it pokes fun at itself, other films that are like it, other films that Ryan Reynolds has done.
Like one in particular, let's be honest. Like two Green Lantern references, I think there was as well. But yeah, you're spot on. Like there was a lot of Ryan Reynolds references to himself in it as well. Like,
I'll tell you one thing that I was quite wary of when it first started as well was the whole kind of breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah,
he does it quite a lot. And when it first, I've seen films where it breaks the fourth wall before, and I've not particularly enjoyed it. Like things like I remember like Austin Powers, when it, Austin Powers 2 broke the fourth wall. Just that random like throwaway line where I think it's like, is it Basil? Is that the name of like the old guy in it? He says to Austin Powers like, "You enjoy yourself." And Austin Powers turns to the audience and goes, "And that goes for you too." And that just kind of for me, I thought, "Where the fuck did that come from?" I didn't like that, but Deadpool breaks the fourth wall and it's actually done really, really well. It's just like you say, it just pokes fun at itself, at the writers, at Ryan Reynolds himself.
Not at the writers.
No.
The ones that are heralded as heroes. Everyone else was, you know, they got a pretty hard time. But
I really thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
Especially on the budget as well. The budget was only like 50 or 60 million.
It's $50 million, I think it was.
Oh, right.
And the Green Lantern, in perspective, Green Lantern was 150 million.
Holy shit.
Wow. Green Lantern. Massive green flaming turd.
Green Lantern was a better film than that. I'll tell you something though. Do you think, and it's a silly question, but do you think Deadpool was meant to do this well?
I don't.
Nah, I don't think so either. No. I don't think it was meant to do. No one sets out to make a film that does average, but I don't think it was meant to be as successful as it is.
Considering the rating as well. I walked out of the movie the first time, I was like, no fucking way that's a 15. I was like, I must have looked at it wrong or something. I had to check. And I was like, fucking 15? I was like, no way, man. I was watching it, I was like, no danger.
Aye, but you very rarely get 18s nowadays.
Especially comic book films. Has there ever even been, like, there's maybe been a handful.
Blade
back in the day was maybe.
Actually, to be honest, I seen something on the internet and they said, like, oh yeah, Deadpool's doing so well because it was the first R-rated comic book.
Marvel
movie. Balls, there's hundreds of them. Yeah. Hundreds of them.
The Punisher's Blade. Ghost Rider, was that a 15?
I think, but you got stuff like The Watchmen was a 15.
Oh, right enough, yeah.
And there's, oh man, I can't remember the list, but there's absolutely loads of them. There's about, like, 40.
No, people, maybe not a handful then, maybe more than that. It's taken the most money of any like American R-rated film opening weekend in history or something like that, or is approaching, or is past.
I don't know.
I can't remember. You're right though. Yeah, it has done.
It's made a lot of money.
It's almost been the most successful X-Men Fox film.
Oh yeah.
And it's only been out a month yet.
Exactly. So it's got a lot to go in when you factor in the. That film, when I'd seen it for the first time in a long time, I thought to myself, I might get that on DVD because I enjoyed that so much. I might want to just have it sitting there so I can watch it whenever. Like, I don't want to wait until it comes on Netflix or whatever else. I wanted to own it because I thought it was that good. It was that funny.
There was rumour, I don't know if it's actually happening, but there was rumours that they were going to release a director's extended edition, like a director's cut, but I think that got quashed.
Alright.
But I mean, even if that DVD comes out, or Blu-ray, whatever way you swing these days, if that comes out with deleted scenes, the deleted scenes would be class. I'd still watch it.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
Oh, actually, just while on the subject of 18s as well, Dread.
Dread, a sequel, by the way.
That's been going on for years. Like, as far as all of that's totally fine. Like, it obviously funny. Obviously done what it was meant to do. Deadpool perhaps wasn't as meant to be this successful, but the story, how did you guys feel about the story of the film?
It doesn't matter.
It's alright. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's a backdrop for jokes.
Doesn't matter. It couldn't have been, as far as superhero stories go, it's probably the most cliched story going. But
it's a pretty meat and potatoes, like, bare bones story.
Meat and two veg.
It's just a revenge story, isn't it?
Aye.
Even says that. It's an origin story and a revenge story.
Aye. Even says that. Like, basically, this happens to drive the plot forward at one point. I can't.
No, that's the dude at the bar, and he gets the wee card, and he's going, I don't know, might further the plot.
Aye, that's it. Aye, but even like that, that's the thing. I don't even think they were that bothered about the story.
It was decent. It done the job, and it was just there was enough weird bits to make it interesting. There was enough weird bits, like the taxi conversations and the taxi.
Yeah, yeah, the taxi driver was funny.
He was cool. Yeah.
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 The one thing I'm thinking about, like, from a negative point of view, and it's not like me to bring it to a negative.
I know. Are you feeling okay?
I know. It's me. Let's see. After seeing all the trailers and stuff, obviously we've seen the trailer for the new X-Men film, and I kind of want to see more X-Men stuff done in that way, done in the sort of Deadpool dry sort of humorous tone way. And then when I seen the sort of new X-Men film, I was like, I look too serious. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of I think, because obviously the Fox stuff hasn't, I personally don't think it's been great. I think First Class was good.
What did you think of the next one? Are you still not seeing it?
Days of Future Past is fucking quality.
Listen to that, man.
No, it's
actually probably the best one. I think it just goes a wee bit above X2, which was previously the best one in my opinion.
I think all the original X-Men, so I didn't particularly like them. I didn't particularly like Wolverine either.
Because they're a hit or a miss, really.
Yeah.
But when they hit, they hit.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, and that, as you say, Days of Future Past, fantastic.
But Fox were responsible for Wolverine, weren't they? The first Wolverine.
Yeah, yeah, like,
and they fucking made a mess of Deadpool on that.
Yeah.
And then they were responsible for the Fantastic Four as well.
I think they were actually.
I think that if Fantastic Four is like a poison chalice now, it's just not.
It's done,
well.
But it's finished. But what I'm saying is basically, I think this was like, I won't say the last roll of the dice, but I mean, like, for a standalone film that wasn't part of the X-Men, well, it kind of was part of the X-Men series, but you know what I mean? Like, in that trilogy of like First Class, Days of Future Past, and then what's the other one? Apocalypse. If it wasn't part of that trilogy, I think this was like their last kind of roll of the dice to get a standalone movie out, but and they fucking nailed it.
The thing that has worked so well for it, though, is because how many other comic book films can you think that are like Deadpool? Like,
none. There's absolutely none.
And that's exactly what's worked well for it. It's like the violence and the comedy and the type of comedy that it is, which is like, it's a hugely successful type of comedy to get people laughing. It's like self-deprecating, like a bit rude, and
some of it's really weird. And like, some of the jokes and the laughs are really strange. Like, even I was like, that's weird.
Such as?
The unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
like fast forwarded through. He's just,
was weird. And the bit with the baby hand when his hands.
I love that. Yeah,
that's just.
I love that. Man.
But that's one of the best things about it. We can talk about it just now and we still find it really funny and weird. Yes, absolutely. But it's.
But like, for the cinema, like, I've. Mainstream kind of film, I was like, that's fucking strange. Like,
oh yeah,
the thing is, really one of the other things I quite liked about it as well was every aspect of the Marvel film has been made fun of, one of them being the post credit scene. They were like, oh, there's two post credit scenes, blah blah blah, and the post credit scene is literally like Deadpool saying, why are you still here? there's no
this
scene,
film's over,
go away. Yeah, I was like, that's genius, because I don't think. Did any other Fox movie did they have post credit scenes?
That they did in the Wolverine and the X-Men ones.
X-Men did die, you're right.
And the Avengers one, you could maybe add in like that, the first Avengers where they're just sitting all sitting around eating shawarma at the end of it.
Aye,
you could maybe count that.
No, yeah, but that's Marvel though. Like,
The Fox ones, yeah, no, the Fox ones have basically been a similar.
I don't know. I can't even remember. I remember sitting. I actually remember kind of to go off script a little bit, but I remember sitting watching maybe Spider-Man 1 or 2.
Oh, script.
Watching maybe Spider-Man 1 or 2, and I sat to the very very end of the credits, and all the lights came on. There was folk cleaning room behind me, and that, and then nothing happened.
I'm not leaving. I done it.
And the woman said to me, she was like, "Oh, if you just asked me, then I could have told you that there was no." There was no post credit scene.
She was like, watching you the
entire time. Why the fuck do you think I was saying you?
She was watching you going, look at that silly
bastard. I can't.
You got played.
I did.
Nah, it was really, really, really good film. It was very refreshing. Because that level of violence, you don't even get that in the Wolverine films, the standalone Wolverines.
Nah.
That's it, yeah. And it's little things like, you know, stabbings and whatever. That just happens. But the violence is mixed in with the comedy. Like when he gets really pissed off with Colossus after Francis escapes and he punches him, and then his hand is just mangled, and his left hand gets mangled, then both of his feet get mangled, and then he cuts off his hand.
Aye.
And you're thinking to yourself, like, what the that's really funny. I did not expect to see that from this film. But
aye, it was quite a violent moment. It's quite a horrible watch.
When he was cutting his hand off, I was like, my eyes were wide open at that bit. I was like, right, okay,
what the fuck. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the sort of thing we're going to get now.
Yeah,
that it was really good. I even liked some of the more innocent jokes that were in it, because they're not all like super weird or super violent.
No,
super
definitely
violent. No, yeah.
Or super shocky, like just some of the more innocent ones when he's got the Ajax guy at the start and he's got him pinned to the kind of railing part.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's got him, it's stuck there, trapped, and Colossus turns around and says, "Where did he go?" or something like that, and then Deadpool turns around and he's like, and then he's like looking back and forward. It's like a really kind of cartoon.
Double take of that.
Again, I think what you've said there is that the balance of the film was just right for it to all go well, and it ended up being much better for it. For me as well, like, funny that you should say you both thought that the villain and the story was kind of bog standard. I don't know why it was, but I found them much more engrossing.
Really?
Even though they were quite bog standard, I don't know what it was.
Then
it was
what would you say they were more engrossing than?
No, it's not more engrossing than anything. I just found it engrossing. Did I say more engrossing?
Aye.
Or did I?
Listen to it back. We'll find it.
So yeah. I found it more engrossing because of the story and because of the character and because I wanted to know more. And I think because the fact that Deadpool, you just like him so much that you kind of care about what happens to him. And I think that's good for a story when you care about a character.
Oh yeah, care about a character, a huge, huge, massive part.
It makes the story much easier to follow and to be interested in if you actually like the character.
Aye,
and that's kind of what I mean, I suppose. And I suppose the same goes for the bad guy. I didn't, you know, you're right, he wasn't particularly the best bad guy of all time. But
if you wanted to look at the story in depth, there's like, I don't understand the bad guy's, what he's doing,
his intentions,
what is he doing,
motivations or anything.
He's just kind of, yeah, he's just been a generic bad guy.
I
really
kind of thought it's like psychotic, kind of like trying to force,
but there was
mutations.
I don't even think you're meant to look at that.
I think you're absolutely right there. The only problem
with it, but what they've done now is obviously, because before it even got released, Deadpool 2 got announced, they're going to have to fucking be they're going to have to try and blow Deadpool out of the water for Deadpool 2 to come out, because if Deadpool 2 comes out and doesn't hit the same heights or above as what Deadpool did, it'll be classed as a failure, I think.
I'd be really worried that the studio would be like, right, we'll give you a bigger budget so you can make a bigger movie and you can make more money, but then they'd want more control.
Yeah,
and then it'd end up being someone else.
But there's, I mean, I'm sure it was confirmed in one of the post-credits scenes that Cable's going to be in the next one, so that's referential to the comics, obviously, and that lends a lot more to there being more of a story.
Which means, also, when Cable got announced, that was quite a funny thing, because when Cable got announced, in my head, that kind of said to me, right, okay, so they already know where this is going to go. Why would you announce a character before you've even written it?
I would say, you put it in the post-credits scene, it gets fans excited for the next one if they like it. You just put it in anyway and hope that it does do well, and then that way that.
And if it doesn't do well, if it didn't really get excited, you've got the next film, and see Cable's in it, and I'd be lied.
So sorry about that. I don't see
next
any reason.
Next film would be Cable, we're trying to get it. It's a Cable film.
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't have him in it, but I mean, I don't know.
The straight man.
There you go. One more thing, perhaps one last thing for me anyway, is that what are you going to call him, Wade Wilson takes his hood up, I think, or no, actually it's when he gets his skin all messed up by the big oxygen cylindrical thing, when his skin starts to turn and it all goes like pockled brown, kind of, he's got like this beigey pockled brown thing going, did either of you guys really want a pizza? Because he looked like burnt mozzarella.
Wow.
That's pretty much all I got.
I didn't, but I did. I went for pizza after it.
Aye, see?
What do you fancy, Greg? Fancy pizza, man.
I mean, to be honest, you could ask me that at any point in my life, pizza.
Yeah, but this is the one time where, you know, it was subliminal.
Aye.
Well, but that's the last thing that I
damn
really
you, Deadpool.
I managed to sit through the trailer for Batman v Superman with my fingers in my ears and my eyes shut.
It wasn't on when I went to see it.
No?
No, there was trailers for the new Cloverfield film, a one called The Forest, X-Men Apocalypse, and another one that looked a little bit shit.
Was it London Has Fallen?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, it was.
That's a sequel, though, isn't it? Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah,
pretty shit.
Because that film needs a sequel.
It must make money, though.
To crack the European market.
But no, the Batman vs Superman trailer, I've seen that. I'm not going to discuss it, Tommy, because I know you don't like it. Only thing I would. Oh, actually, quick wee bit. Have any of you seen the new Turkish Airlines adverts?
No.
No.
Like, can you get these adverts and it's like, what? No, listen, like, can you get these adverts and it's like basically like somebody from like Barcelona being like, come visit our city, blah blah blah, you've got like the new camp and you've got this and that and this. Well, they've done two, Turkish Airlines have done two, and it's one's for Gotham and one's for Metropolis, and it's basically Bruce Wayne being like, come and see Gotham, our new city's been like built up and that, our famous opera house, and you see like Ace Chemicals and that in the background.
It's actually
a Turkish airline advert, but it's done for Gotham. It's fucking ace,
so cool,
man. The whole thing is it's because I was sitting watching it, I was like,
well, is it like a double commercial for Turkish Airline and for,
yes,
for Gotham?
Yes, aye, for both of them, man. It's class.
I'm
Turkey now. Aye, because you see Bruce Wayne like on the plane and that, and he's like, yeah, come visit us, we fly directly there and all that sort of stuff, and I was like,
oh nice,
this has been done quite well. So yeah, I'm going to Gotham.
Cool, right. And
I'm not flying Turkish Airways, is it? Yeah. Ryan it all the way. Yeah.
Sorry, Turkish Airlines.
I love that, man.
I
couldn't decide if that was because they got there early or because the plane didn't crash. I couldn't decide which one it was.
Probably the former, maybe. I think we can all consider Deadpool a big success.
It's a smashing success.
Go watch it, and if you're not going to go and watch it, then that's entirely up to you.
And if you're too young and your mum and dad don't let you watch it, just wait until it comes out DVD and your friend's got it and you can go over there and watch it.
Check
out, I've got Deadpool, I'm real cool.
Yeah. I mean, normal kids watch porn and shit, but no, just get Deadpool, you'll be fine.
Kids, don't listen to Greg. We don't even know what that prawn, did you say?
Prawn,
right, okay, prawn. Okay. Deadpool, anyway, prawn. Brilliant.
Good.
Welcome back to This Sound. Reading, watching, playing, and this time round we have got some treats for you! Some big treats. What have you got, guys?
Treats is what I've
treats,
got!
Excellent, okay. Well, Tommy, seeing as you're so kind to start us off first, why don't you tell us all about what you've been reading this week?
Wait, you assume it's reading.
I know, but he's quoting a book.
Yeah.
Right,
I brought this book well. Because I thought it'd be good to have some kind of tactile example of what I've been reading. Well, it's not an example, it's the actual thing. Basically, I've been reading and finished The Wake.
Oh, passed it right.
Which is a short limited series, about 10 issues long. It's written by Scott Snyder, art by Sean Murphy, and colours by a guy called Matt Hollingsworth. Normally I don't really rate or notice colourists that well, but recently I've read quite a lot of things and his name's been cropping up and popping up in a lot of things.
Okay.
So
we name check for you, Matt.
I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
That's him, made it.
Scott Snyder, as you know, writer of the current Batman series, which is quality.
Yes,
just about everything he does is quality, I would say. I think I've read most of his stuff.
Has been on my watch list for fucking ages on Amazon, but I just never went to buying it because just didn't.
It's good, man. It's promoted as like a horror book. It's kind of horror and some sci-fi, and to be honest, the second half is more or less just purely sci-fi. So it's definitely more sci-fi than horror. But it's like it is a book of two halves. It's got two. It's kind of, it's all the same story, but there's two parts to it.
Right.
And then the second part, it flash forwards flash forwards into the future a bit. So
okay.
It's turned a lot of people off, and it's quite a polarising book. Some people don't like it, and some people like it. I quite enjoy it.
Is there any reason in particular it might be so polarising?
There's the fast forward halfway through, and it changes the cast of characters completely. And it's less horror filled, and it's more the sci-fi action stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
And as well, the ending will either do it for you, or it'll completely ruin it for you. And it's all pretty much down to like the last issue of the book.
Okay.
Because I actually got this when it came out in singles, and I read it all over 10 months, and I kind of knew what was going on, but I thought I did. And then I read the very last issue, and I was like, nah.
All right.
Don't really understand that. I don't really get it. And it's different when you're reading it in singles, because you can go back and look at. Well, you can, but I get them. I put them in a plastic thing. I throw them in a box. I'd have to go through months worth of and they're off scattered. So, but rereading it again and with it in the trade kind of format, it reads really well, and I did really enjoy it.
So does it make sense this time around?
It did definitely make sense this time around.
And looking at the artwork there, it does look quite cool, but it has like, it almost has like throwback. When was it written?
It's only a couple of years old.
It almost has like touches of throwback type art. It reminded me of Ronin. The art in that. And I can't remember who the artist was for it, but
Frank Miller.
It's got that Frank Miller.
Was it Frank Miller, the artist in the artwork as well?
I'm pretty sure it is. I've never read it, but I'm pretty sure he did it. But Sean Murphy's, it does the ink, well, he's the complete artist on the book. But he's got a traditional style, so he uses ink, pens and brushes a lot. And I think he just does like little digital touch-ups. So, yeah, I can see why you would think it kind of looked like a bit of a throwback that way.
I thought it
was
quite cool.
It is cool. It's traditional, but it's like, it's really detailed as well.
I don't mean throwbacky. I mean traditional, as you guys are saying. Throwback, not in like a derogatory way. Definitely traditional type faces, traditional type shading and everything like that. But obviously a lot more detail in it.
The guy's a beast. Like, the guy's an absolute.
The guy
beast.
Is a beast.
He's an absolute Good. Beast. He's There's amazing.
Get out the front of the book. This guy's a beast.
Beast. There's a real comics.
As well, like, I don't know. Sometimes when you see artists, you go, oh yeah, I know, kind of know. Like the newer generation, you can kind of see their influences. You can't really see any influences in his work, and I don't know anybody else who's been influenced by him yet who is, he's still quite young, he's still a pretty new artist, but it's really unique looking.
That's good though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
It's really cool. And the first half of the book's like, like Alien meets the Abyss or something like that. It's like nice. Deep sea underwater horror stuff.
And like then, Jaws.
Just like.
And the second half is.
is Waterworld.
Jaws 2.
You ever seen that?
I have seen Waterworld.
It's Waterworld. It's pretty much Waterworld.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's really cool though.
Does it have Kevin Costner?
It doesn't have Kevin Costner.
No, it's not Waterworld.
It's disappointing. Yeah. it's not what we're looking for.
If you read it, you'd know what I was talking about.
I will read it. And I'll be disappointed. Kevin Costner.
I'd say I'd read it. I might just wait for the film.
Put it on your list, Richard. Put on your list.
Buy it. Put your shelf.
It does. It sounds cool. Looks cool. Your general rating. Your general.
I give an 8. An 8 out of 10.
Ooh. Ooh, an 8.
8 out of 10. It's pretty damn good. That sounds good.
Come on. You've convinced me. I'm going to buy it at some point.
They'll be on my list.
If you get it quick, you'll still get the hardcover one.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh,
exactly, man.
I don't like a hardcover. I do.
Taking many of my time.
And anyway, so Greg, what have you been?
I'm going to play with a curveball.
Oh,
wow. I've been playing.
Beautiful.
Playing, and I haven't been playing anything on consoles or PC.
God.
I know. I went outside. It was horrible. I didn't like it. No, I have actually been last weekend, me and a group of my friends went and done one of these escape rooms. I met them online. Went and done one of the escape rooms. Now these things became like they just kind of shot up all over. Well, there's like 4 or 5 in Edinburgh alone.
Is there?
Aye, there's hundreds of them across Britain.
Oh wow.
And we didn't really, I know what the concept was, but I didn't really know what we were getting ourselves into. And each escape room that you go to is going to have a different theme, different challenges, and none of them will be the same, or they shouldn't be the same anyway. And basically, the concept that we had, there was 8 of us, and we booked it, and there was 2 rooms that were exactly the same. And what he had done was a guy split us into 2 teams of 4, and put us in these rooms, and we had an hour. And there's like a lot of timer, you can see counting down. And the theme of the room was that there was I can't remember the guy's name, there was some big sort of Arabian night guy who had travelled across this desert and had found this diamond and had basically brought the diamond back and had put it into like a safe, like a vault thing. And you were basically breaking in to try and steal the diamond.
Oh, nice.
Now, like, it's quite cool, like throughout the, all around the room there's all these different objects. Units and like rugs and like pictures and clocks and all that sort of stuff, and so much of it's all got padlocks on it and all that sort of stuff, and that's when you're given, you're basically told you've got to steal the diamond and you've got to get it back to the guy who runs the escape rooms, and you've got absolutely no idea of how the other team are doing. You just got to try and focus on your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing you can do is what one of my friends done. He just like put his ear up to the door and listened to us. He's a cheap bastard. So you can get kind of that. And I won't go into detail and tell you what the ins and outs of the puzzles were, but it's stuff like trying to figure out codes, trying to close for padlocks, trying to find keys, trying to find shapes, kind of like puzzle pieces and stuff like that, and how you use them. And if you are really, really struggling, which, to be honest, we didn't get that many. There was in the one we were in anyway, which was better. It was Escape Hour. It's in Edinburgh, in Royal Miles on Cranston Street. I'd recommend it. It was class. There's basically like a little laptop screen in your room, and the guy sits and watches you. And if he feels that you're struggling,
that sounds cool.
He can hear you as well, right? if he feels. That sounds a bit weird, actually.
If
he feels that you're struggling, he'll give you clues, and like the doorbell will go and like be writing on the laptop screen. It'll basically kind of give you cryptic clues. So we managed to escape. We won. My team won. Fucking go us.
So is it just a time-based thing then? If you escape first, you're the winner.
If you escape first, you're the winner. They've got another game as well, which we haven't played, but that's one room just for like one group, and that's, you've got an hour to get out of the room. A little tip for any escape room that you get locked in, do not go for pints beforehand, because if you're like me, the door will shut, you'll get locked in for an hour and you'll need to piss. It's horrible. you're trying to get the diamond out. Now, this isn't a spoiler because this is on their website. Attached to our room, which we didn't know, there was a door. Like a doorway. Again, this isn't a spoiler because it is on the website and it's called the Diamond House.
Right.
And through that door, the idea is you're basically trying to open that door.
Mm-hmm.
And once you go into that door, there's a darkened room and it has a laser trip maze.
Oh, nice!
And obviously the diamond's behind this laser trip maze.
Right.
Which is ace. So yeah, we won. We managed to get our diamond out. We'd done it with like a minute and a half to go. We managed to get out. And to be honest, one of the funnest bits was when you come out, we basically came out and said, there's a diamond, yeah, we've won. He's like, yeah, great. He then let us pull up chairs and watch the other team.
That's cool.
I like watching us at the other team. Well, it's the kind of thing that gets recommended for you for like team building, working it out and that sort of stuff. We, watching my other group of friends doing it, I've never heard so much swearing in my puff. Like at one point there was fingers getting pointed and just the guy shouting, "You're a fucking idiot! You're a fucking idiot!" But honestly, it was. I don't even know how much it was. I think it was roughly like £120 for 8 of us.
That's nothing.
£15, and it was more than an hour. You get an hour, but there's more than that because you obviously get a briefing beforehand. And to be honest, the other team took them about an hour and 15 minutes to figure it all out. And that was,
so they got locked in forever, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's like prison. Yeah. They at one point actually had the guy go through and give them the answer. He actually had to physically walk up the room and be like, "Guys, come on.
I'm totally breaking character here.
Come on.
I'm breaking the illusion that you're in an inescapable room.
You're not in an inescapable room. I've given you the answer. I've actually physically given the answer. The only thing is, One thing I will say, and it kind of, it's fucking common sense and just don't be a dick, is when we first went, the guy asked us how much money we had on it, like saying like, what's on this, if he's got anything like on it
in the bet. Mm-hmm. Alright, cool.
We said no, because we didn't actually know it was two teams, we thought it was one team. The group before us had money on it and decided that what they were going to do was they were just going to break all the locks, so they actually broke into one of the boxes and jimmied it, so by the time we got there one of the locks was broken.
Oh,
so the guy was like, there's a padlock on this, Ken, don't do what the other team done and broke it. And at one point, we actually managed to open up one of the lock trapdoor things, and I found like a piece of the puzzle that I wasn't meant to find yet, because the team before us had like broke one of the padlocks.
Ah, right, that's
so it was already open, so that kind of ruins it, man. You know what you're getting into. Didn't he be like a big fucking macho?
Did he try and hack the game, man?
No, just use your mind.
Then he used cheats.
Maybe they were just panicking.
Well, after I think the one that we were in, there is the game that we were in, 38 minutes is the record, I think. Without any clues, 38 minutes is the record to get out. We had about 5 or 6 clues. But not massive clues. 5 or 6 clues, and it took us like 58 minutes or 57 and a half minutes, something like that. But man, honestly, I would totally recommend it. A couple of the other guys in the other group looked like they were fucking hating when we were watching it on the cameras. Looked like they were hating life. Wasn't for them. But man, honestly, do it.
If you get a team that's up for it,
definitely I would go back. Like, we actually were planning to go back and do the second game, but we were like sort of like we were picking a team, like wouldn't bring him back. We were like sort of picking a team, but yeah, it was good, and the puzzles were actually really quite in depth. There was a lot to it. The only thing I would say is you don't know how far to go, because they go, oh, look at anything, look at everything, look all around the room. And I noticed that like one of the sockets was like numbered, like had like 18 or 19 on it, and I was like, oh, that socket's numbered. But it turns out that was for like electrical purposes rather than part of the game. So we tried to pour water down a pipe at one point as well, and the pipe wasn't part of the game.
It must be amazing for the like the games masters to sit and watch people going, what the fuck are they doing?
Pour water over that.
No, at that point the guy actually came around the room and was like, guys, no. You're not supposed to have that. But yeah, honestly recommend it. Quality.
Cool, yeah. I've always liked the sound of them, but that sold me on it. So I'd quite like to go along. Cool, sounds good. Great, yeah. 9 out of 10.
For sure.
Oh, 10, definitely, man. Great. I think I say it somewhere like an hour and a bit, but it's class. And then we even got shit-faced after it, so that made it even better.
Excellent. Yeah, cool.
Excellent.
I think one of them, I don't know which one it is, it's not the one I went to, but one of them in Edinburgh gives you vouchers for like Hard Rock Cafe meal and that afterwards. Mm. I'm pretty sure. I keep making that up. Google it.
Google it, man.
Google
it.
Just Google that shit. Nice.
Google
one.
It.
Cool. Okay. Right. Watching? So I'll go on to watching rather than playing things if you...
Oh shit, I overran. Sorry, man.
Quite alright, I don't have much stuff now. So I got myself a Now TV subscription over the weekend, and I've got 14 days free viewing of films and what they call entertainment, which is basically TV. Why not call it TV? So I watched a few films, and I caught myself up with season 6 of The Walking Dead, which, by the way, if you've not watched it and you are a Walking Dead fan, watch this season, because some of the most brilliant Walking Dead episodes are in season 6, especially one revolving around Morgan, who is a fantastic character. I really do like that guy. But on top of that, I watched 4 films, and I'll go through them.
You had a busy weekend.
This is the perks of being a man to himself. So I watched 4 films. I'll go through them from what I thought were not the worst, not necessarily to the best ones. So Unfriended was the first one I watched, for which revolving around social media. It's basically a horror film that's filmed on a laptop desktop. It revolves around Skype and YouTube and Facebook, and it's basically these 5 kids on a screen who are all talking, and a ghost basically hacks into their chat and starts to cause mayhem.
It sounds awesome.
It's well done, but the story is a bit meh.
It's just like a sort of like, it's like the evolution of found footage film.
It's one of those ones. But it's like, I wouldn't say waste your time on it or anything like that, unless you really, really wanted to watch it. Next one I watched, Chappie, which was the robotic cops in Johannesburg, South Africa. One of the lead testers for that area, for the like the AI part of the area, builds a self-conscious robot who obviously starts getting more and more self-conscious and learns.
It's Johnny Five.
To feel, but it
Do you remember Johnny? That's what the AI. Johnny Five is alive.
It's got the pretty much the same concept. It's in South Africa and it's the police.
Is it the guy who made District 9?
I'm sure it is.
It's pretty good. I would recommend it over Untrended. The next one I watch was John Wick, which is...
Did you watch that?
It's super.
It's fucking amazing,
really,
isn't it?
Really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's stylish revenge thriller. There's really not that much to it.
Nope.
It's a watch and love type film.
Yep, like,
I must admit at the start, when, and this is part of the blurb for the film, a bunch of little Russian thugs steal a guy's car and kill the guy's dog, and the dog is like it's the final gift that his wife gave him before she died of, and it's such
she had that disease or something like that, and then because so she knows she's going to die, so she sets up this dog present thing to come along in her will.
That's it. Yeah,
and then the guy just goes nuts and kills everyone.
Well, he's an ex-hitman, but they don't know that shit. Yeah, they don't know who they're messing with.
That's essentially could be the tagline of the story. They don't know who they're messing with, and like when that dog dies, you're just like, fucking hell.
And the Russian
you better fucking kill them. You better kill them because he's a cutie dog. Like,
and the gangsters, the Russian gangsters who have done this, then they go and tell like the head of the Russian mafia, like that his dad. He has to go and tell his dad, or his dad finds out through third parties.
Yeah,
and I was like, "You killed his fucking dog."
So what does he say?
You killed his fucking dog.
That reminds me. The next time I do a quiz, I'm including accents again. But like, essentially, what happens after that is it's one of the like a generic lines for that type of film. Where it's kind of like,
so many of
you know. You know, like the boogeyman who comes to scare people, he's the guy that you sent to kill the boogeyman.
Can I do that? He's not exactly the boogeyman. He's the guy you get to kill the fucking boogeyman.
Spot on.
Do you know what the worst part of that was? All the eye contact.
Intense. It's overall very, very good. I would very much recommend John Wick, and the one that I've really not got much time left for, but Whiplash, Oscar nominated film.
I've seen that as well. It's fucking amazing.
J. Jonah Jameson playing an absolute starring role in that film with the dude from Fantastic Four, the most recent one, Reed Richards, who plays him. Both of them are fantastic in it. It's brilliant. It's an amazing film about a drummer who gets discovered by the leader of this jazz ensemble in a really illustrious school in New York, brings him into the ensemble, and just gives him a really fucking hard time because basically he sees talent in him and he wants to push him. And it leads to a massive crescendo, to use a musical term.
Oh, crescendo!
And, it's fantastic. Would very, very much recommend it.
It is amazing, film.
Yes, sure. Absolutely.
And he leaves.
And that's where I'll leave it. A lot of recommendations there for everyone to have a wee think
that's
about.
Four films I've not seen.
Now TV, 14 days for free. Easy peasy. There you go.
Good.
I don't sell Now TV. So we'll go on to the next. I should. Thank you very much. We would go on to the next.
Would you pay for it?
No, I wouldn't pay for it. I don't sell it.
And on that note, let's dig it.
Well, hey.
Hi there. Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
Strong.
My name's Tommy, and I will be doing the quiz this week.
We've got another quiz.
And I'm the quiz master, and the quiz is called the Deadpool quiz.
Oh. Do you know what? I'm actually quite worried about this quiz, seeing as how Tommy didn't win last week.
You don't have to be worried, Greg.
That's fine. Excellent.
I don't take these things personally. I think it was the first one I lost. It's fine.
Not that you were counting.
First time for everything.
It's fine.
That's how the season's going to go.
No, it's absolutely fine. So, before we start the quiz, just in case we get to a tiebreaker situation, It might happen.
It's them, I don't know. How many have we had before?
Could you take these pieces of paper?
Yes, thank you.
Not show your opponent.
Can I look at it?
You, there's nothing on it, but there is. Your initial on it. Write
down.
Oh, it's
my initial. I thought it was a five.
Greg, if you could write down one word, don't let Richard see it, that sums up Richard.
Oh, easy.
I know I'm going to win this quiz now.
And Richard, could you do the same for Greg on your piece of paper?
I know I'm going
to. Do you have to be, what kind of word are we looking for here?
It's just one word, son. That's all it is.
Oh, I'm trying to think of words I can spell. I was trying to be clever. It's not happening.
Okay.
Excellent. Right, okay. Give me the pen.
Oh, thanks, sorry.
You pen. Could I have that piece of paper? Thank you.
I am going to use this word. Excellent. And that, listener, is the sound of...
I hope it's the same word. That'd be fucking hilarious.
That'd be pretty good. It's the same word, actually.
Also an excellent word to describe Greg.
Cool.
Okay, we'll put those there. There's not a guarantee we're going to need them.
We're going to use them anyway.
Well, I think we might.
I'm only funny. I thought he was going to say, we don't need them. I guess I'll do it for
a Right, the Deadpool quiz. It's not that Deadpool intensive, guys, so don't worry too much. Question number one. Deadpool is a remake of the popular 80s film starring Clint Eastwood titled The Deadpool. True or false?
False.
Richard put his hand up.
Wait, is that false? It? Is that how we do it? Right, okay.
We're putting hands up. Should we establish buzzers now, actually, for the rest of the quiz?
I'm going to accept an answer from Greg.
I was going to say false.
You're both right.
One we'll point get a quiz each. For it. What the fuck?
They both get a quiz, you mean a point?
Second question is, Ryan Reynolds has starred in 3 superhero films prior to currently Deadpool. What were the 3 films, Richard?
Green Lantern.
Yes.
Wolverine Origins.
Yes.
And the other one he was in.
Sorry. It has to be all 3. Greg?
That's so much too early. No, I feel like I should know this. Another X-Men movie. Fuck, I don't know.
Blade 3.
Of course he was, fuck's sake, yeah.
So he was. But wait, that doesn't count because that was shit.
Sorry, for the sake of the quiz, it counts.
Yeah.
He was mouthing off.
But you're right, it was shit.
It was shit. Triple H was in that as well.
But then so was Green Lantern and so was Wolverine.
I see the flaw of my argument here.
Question 3. Deadpool's first appearance was in which comic book?
Oh, me.
I don't need the number.
Me.
I just need the title. Greg.
New Mutants.
Correct. For an extra point.
Number 81 or 90?
89.
Richard, it was 89. I'm going to give you a point each.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Wait, then what's that sound?
Was that a bird or something?
No.
I think it was alright.
It was a cantaloupe.
I did a lot of research for this question.
Research as in...
I asked 100 people.
Oh. No, he didn't.
Which they preferred. Pop-up pirate, buckaroo, or hungry, hungry hippos?
Me.
Greg.
I'm going to say the most popular, and I don't agree with this, is hungry hippos.
Well, I was going to say that as well, and I absolutely agree with it. Hungry, hungry hippos.
It was the most popular answer. It was Hungry Hungry Hippos.
I think Pop-Up Pirates are a very underrated game. That and Crocodile Dentist.
Crocodile Dentist.
It's a great game.
Okay.
Question 5. How many F-bombs? Now I'm just counting F-bombs. Or words that are kind of like F-bombs. They have to have fucking it somewhere.
Right.
Are in Deadpool.
Me.
Greg.
83.
Oh, you fucker. Richard.
84.
Fuck me. Yeah, it was 84.
Oh,
easy.
Oh, see if you hadn't given that away to me.
I'm going to give you a point each. Guys, it's neck and neck at this point.
Oh, if only the time break.
You must have. Did you read the same article as me?
I did that.
Yeah.
But I forgot it clearly because I got that wrong.
Just one off, man.
That's funny, I never read
right,
it.
You won't get this one.
I will.
You.
Greg will get it.
Someday will get it.
I'll get it.
How many. Right, this is. How many Deadpool limited series has there been in comics since 2010? Now, I'm going to say before you answer, It's limited series only. It doesn't count his own book, which ran, currently from, well, in different volumes since then, and it doesn't include Deadpool Team Up, which also run concurrently with his normal title.
Easy. 12.
Okay, you're saying 12.
Obviously 13 then, what you done with last question?
The answer was 23.
Yes. Yes, girl, yeah!
I didn't even fucking understand the question.
That. Basically, his question was, say a number.
Yeah, but 23, that is that absolutely ridiculous.
Did Greg get a point for that?
Greg gets a point for that.
Fuck off.
Sorry. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. My time is shine.
That is absolutely dumb, but seriously, that is a ridiculous amount. And it's only been since 2010 that they've started doing a mini-series. Look, and I basically imagine, finishing one off and then starting a new one.
Just continuous.
Continuously.
For that's quite a lot, actually.
Shows you how much his popularity is went up in the last 5 years.
Like a seagull. Soaring.
Soaring like a seagull in this guy. Soaring like a peacock. Okay, question 7. This is the ant round. And this is potentially worth 4 points. And I'll take an answer from each of you.
An ant round, okay.
This is the ant round.
Okay.
I'll see if I can remember them all.
Is one of them Aunt Bessie?
They're versus matchups, right? Okay. And you have to guess who the victor is. I'll take an answer from
based on your opinion.
Based on quizzes, answers, Greg.
Okay.
So first one's Ant versus Deck.
Oh, me.
Greg.
Which one's the taller one? Ant.
Oh, it's obviously Deck.
The answer was Ant.
Ant's the one with the massive forehead.
I mean, he's bigger.
He's basically bigger. He's better because he's a bigger, much bigger.
Plus, it's the ant round, so ant has to win.
That's right. I didn't even answer the way, right? Sorry, Tony.
Round 2: antibiotics versus penicillin.
Antibiotics!
Greg?
I'll go for penicillin.
Penicillin is incorrect, I'm afraid, Greg. And penicillin was correct.
What? I said penicillin.
Sorry.
What was this is a fucking shambles.
Richard was right and Greg was wrong.
I said penicillin.
I said antibiotics. It's the ant round. Come on. Go on. Fucking program now.
Wait, play it back.
No. No, we can't do that now.
Cut that bit out.
No, we're staying in.
Can't remember what the third round was.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Was it perhaps ant versus antibiotics?
No.
Was it Ant-Man against...
That's the fourth round.
Ah, okay.
Right, okay.
Can I see it? Okay, never mind.
Let's sit quietly till I remember. I've remembered.
Yeah. Cool. As if by magic.
Adam and the Ants versus Alien Ant Farm.
Alien Ant Farm.
I'm going to say Adam and the Ants.
The answer was a tie.
Oh.
That was... Tommy, there was no reason for you to remember that question.
Look, man, when you're doing four, all right...
Fair enough. A tie. Right, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Are you trying to say it wasn't worth me trying to remember it?
It was right. Worth waiting for a second.
Round 4. Ant-Man versus Aunt May.
Aunt May.
Let's just go on Aunt May.
Oh, I'll have to go Ant-Man then because... but you hate Ant-Man. You need to be
fine.
Yes.
Richard won that one. Okay. Impressions round. Richard.
Oh, yeah!
Please do an impression of Greg, and Greg, please do an impression of.
Oh, shit.
Let me just take your time, guys. Deep in your eyes. I'm going to have to think of how to do this. However.
Just that one word. Shit. That wasn't my impression, I'm thinking. I want to get his laugh, but I can't get his laugh. I'll try though, because it's...
Fuck you guys.
That's on my throat.
Genuinely.
I'm self-conscious about my laugh.
Fine, don't worry about it. However,
there
you go. That's how to do it properly.
Defiantly.
Uh huh.
Did you do an impression?
I said, however.
Oh, that. Right.
I didn't even recognise that as an impression. So
I don't know how to do an impression of you. I can't, like, I've already got a receding hairline.
And I'm really small, will I?
That's a pretty good. I'm tempted to give you a point for that, but I'm sorry.
What, the receding hairline? Well, then technically, I can do an impression of him with my receding hairline.
Thomas Quizmaster, you just be quiet.
Yeah, but you did this laugh, I'm sorry. Question 9.
What was that?
The ice cream question. I had ice cream during the week. It was Ben and Jerry's, but what flavour was it?
Oh, what's that one that's got a lot?
I want to say the peanut butter core one.
No.
There's one that's.
Is it just going to go on until one of us gets it right?
Pretty much.
Mint choc chip.
No.
Whoa! There's one that's got like a lot of bits of animal, not real animals, but there's one that's got a lot
fish
of animals
food.
In it. Fish food. That's it.
It was fish food.
That's my answer, though. I got it.
But it was Greg's turn.
Son of a bitch.
However,
going into the final question, I think Greg's ahead
by 1 point.
But I'm pretty sure that'll change on this question.
You're just gonna have to be quiet for this one.
Question 10 is another Deadpool question. Now, the Deadpool that's in Wolverine Origins, the film, exists in the whole franchise as Deadpool, and so does the Deadpool that's in the Ryan Reynolds film, the most recent one. They all exist in the same world. So how has the studio explained that the previous Deadpool happened and this current Deadpool has happened? Is it A, this is multiple choice. A, it was a clone of Deadpool made by Weapon X.
Okay.
Was it B, Wade Wilson's long lost twin brother in the first one? Was it C, the timeline was changed somehow?
I'm gonna go A. B doesn't make sense because they're both named Wade Wilson.
Good point. I'll go for C.
The answer was C.
What was it? The timeline's changed.
Days of Future Past.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that fucking cool though?
That's quite interesting.
So it turned out that question was actually worth negative 2 points.
So it's a tiebreaker. I feel like I've maybe been shafted there.
Best parts in quiz history. That was amazing.
Richard.
Yes.
What word was it that Greg used? Shit.
I didn't see it.
Cool.
I'm gonna say
it wasn't shit.
I'm sorry, I can only say
I'm cock. It's gonna have to be something phallic.
That was close.
Close. I'm gonna give it. Greg, what did you think? Richard's word was for you. I think this works. But
probably something like heroic.
Close.
No, that's close. Richard, that began with an F.
F. Fanny.
No.
No, it's still is it. No.
It still begins with an F, but it's not that. Greg, it began with a T.
T. Tet.
Nope. Richard, it began with an F.
I don't know if I meant.
I don't know what an F is.
A what? An F?
It's a F.
I'm meant to get this. Is this meant to be obvious?
Some people might say it is obvious.
I see once I hear what this is, it's going to be bad times. Fucker.
Oh,
no idea.
Greg, it began with a T. That's a T.
Testicle.
No.
Oh.
Richard, it began with a F.
This could go on for some time. See in your head, is this a lot?
This is a lot. I pretty much just go, oh, okay. You got one wrong, then you got one right.
Right.
It's not fucker. It's not
Fanny. It's
he's such a
fud.
What fud? Greg, it began with a t. He's such a
twat.
No.
I'm sorry, what?
It sounded like like a plane landing.
Right, I'm going to give you one last chance to tie it. He's got me a tip. And it wasn't any of the other ones you said.
Do I win?
And I'm going to say it's family friendly. But it's still an insult.
Like a twit.
Like a bucket, it was a tube, Greg.
Twit. Who calls it? Someone a twit.
I don't know. Richard, you won.
That's 2-0.
I feel
2-0, baby.
I feel violated.
No, you shouldn't.
But I feel you got Kenny rammed that time, man.
Well, you know, you got to play to the game, and that's my game plan, and that's your comeuppance for making fun of my laugh. So. Another glorious week of podcasting. At least that's the way I feel. Greg, how are you feeling?
I feel cheated.
Good, okay. Tommy?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Good, excellent. Good. Well, that was good. If you
that's pretty good. I mean, I'm alright, but it'd be better if my phone was fully charged.
Well, do you want to plug in?
Oh, speaking of plugs, here we go. Dunfermline Comic Con, March 5th. We're going to be there. We're going to be there with comics. We're going to be there with art prints. We're going to be there with badges. We're going to be there with maybe some perla beads. Who knows? Maybe I'll bake some cakes.
I've never heard anyone use the word badges so excited.
Badges! Well, I mean, I'm pretty excited about these badges. And, well, you know, we might have some cards.
Business cards!
Business, that's it. If you want to send us abuse, let's plug some more stuff. Let's plug the Facebook, Desert Whale Comics on Facebook. We are at the Desert Whales on Instagram. We are at Desert Whales on Twitter. And if you want to email us pictures of squirrels, we are thedesertwhales@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. And
good night.
Good night.
Good day or good morning, depending on where you are.
That's it.
If I don't or see you're listening.
But you could go for the old Truman Show one is however. If I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. A good morning too.
Fuck. Fuck that again.
Oh shit.